we'll look at that. Well, I'll tell you. Okay, Gino, while I follow our tracks back here,
well,
until we get over the big hump and then we start picking our way to three. I think we have three pretty well spotted. Okay. Okay, low gain. Good set. And hitting about 0.35.
Well, let me get this thing out of the way again. This has been giving me more trouble.
What's that?
The hammer?
Yeah, the handle.
Oh, getting caught in there?
Okay. Okay, Bob, we're ready. We're rolling. You need any readings?
No readings called out. And when you get going, I'll give you a little advice about what we're going to do on the way to Station 3.
Well, let me tell you a few things first, Bob.
Okay, start telling me.
I think those
we're rolling.
Those two major kinds of blocks that we sampled there, and it was about the two varieties we saw in the area. It's a long extrapolation, I realize, but they do resemble in color, and I believe in texture, the blue-gray rocks and the light tan rocks up on the Massif. So I feel confident that, fairly confident, that we sampled at least the two major units visible from a distance in the South Massif.
Excellent, excellent.
I think that there is some a lot of post-mission work to be done on correlating the angularity and possibly even the albedos of the rocks we sampled with those on the Massif. We should have good pictures of them both from a distance and up close.
Okay, I'm reminded that extrapolation
may be
the nature of our.
And Bob, I'm not gonna. How am I on film? Oh my golly, look at that valley.
Stand by, I'll get that for you, Jack. I think you're doing fairly well now. And before you guys get too far, a couple of comments on what we want to do on the way. If there's a rover sample spot in your checklist that used to be at the 073 and 6.3, it's the first thing there, halfway out the hole in the wall. And we're now going to have that rover sample stop at 078 and 7.0. That should be along your tracks going home. So about 078 and 7.0, we'll have the rover sample stop. And the gravimeter people have won today, and we're going to stop and get off the rover and get a gravimeter reading at that location. We're taking out of some stop, I'm not sure quite where. And right now, Jack, you're right on the film, says a little note in front of me.
Okay, I'll take pictures then. Bob, we're on the top, coming off the highest lobe of the scarp, looking back into the valley. And it's quite a scene back there, but we still cannot see the limb. That may be it.
I don't know.
A Turner partial pan. I know it's into the sun. Wait a minute. Okay, let's take one from right here. I want the whole thing. You ready to start?
Yeah, I got it.
Start taking.
Well,
take the whole thing.
Go ahead.
Get around this crater.
I got a band down the valley. This is just going to be right into the...
Yeah, don't take that one. Get it up as we come around.
You get it?
There we go.
Okay.
That's the one we want. And you got the valley?
Yep.
Keep going.
Okay.
Keep turning around over there and I'll get that scarp.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that something? Man, you talk about a mysterious looking place.
They can cut some parts of those pictures out and make a nice photograph.
TV camera maps. Okay, looking at the north map, the light mantle. No more comments, except that by that rake sample and just looking, there certainly are fewer fragments than we saw at Station 2. Some of them are instant rock craters.
about. Give me that bearing and range again for the
7-0, right here.
What is 0-7-8 and 7-0.
On the hill. How about 0-7-1 and 7-0? Will that do?
Yeah, I think that that'll be enough to hack it.
Well, if not, we go down there.
No, 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 good Lord. Stay on the road. Stay on the road you're on.
Well, I'm not on any road, but I'm stopping here.
I thought you guys were making another road. Roger.
Let me turn it off.
Yeah, also...
9-8 and 7-0.
Okay, and the rover ember should be fairly flat for the old perimeter.
Uh-oh. Bill, that means we have to change here.
Hey, right over here to my right.
Okay.
Maybe it's the best we can do.
But it's still going to be on a slope.
Bill, I'll level it off on a local.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm on. You see,
I see it right there.
On the rim of that crater that's building up a little bit. Right up here. What's your, can you tell your roll? Okay, now that's about zero right there. What's your roll?
We turned this off. But it's roll indicator 3.
Oh, zero.
Zero?
Yeah.
I'll punch it.
You'll change it as soon as you get off.
That's zero.
Well, you gotta get off anyway.
Do I have to get off for this?
Sure. Oh, Roger. Both of you get off.
Perimeter E. And why should I have to get off?
So you don't move the old perimeter.
Yeah, I'll hold still.
Negative on that.
Go ahead. Well, here, get me the sampler, because that's the other thing I have to do.
Yeah, we'll get our samples here. The rover sample, at
but
least.
You need me
yeah.
off.
Roger, we want Jack, Gene and Jack both
but
on.
But you need me off, Jack. Just punch it. Okay, hold still. They don't know anything about your blitz noise.
Hey, yeah, we
can off. Yeah, I think you're off.
We might both be off.
0-7-1, 9.8 and 7.0, Bob.
Got that.
Don't push again, did you?
No.
Okay, go ahead, push it.
Let me wait till it settles down here.
This thing is all taped shut, isn't it?
Huh?
This thing doesn't change.
Oh, that should be good.
Yes, it does change.
Cycle it a couple times.
Huh?
Back with a couple.
No, the steady.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, they'll change. Okay, quiet rover. Gravity, mark it.
Copy that.
Say, Bob, I need a quick F-stop for the 500.
Stand by.
Same. It's the same film.
Stand by.
Hey, Bob, can I punch it again?
Yeah, go to standby and then punch it again.
Wait for the timeout, dude.
Stand by again. Stand by, Jack.
Ron Evans in America is on his 29th lunar revolution. We'll be acquiring him in 14 minutes. In addition to the experiments that he's been performing, he's been doing a considerable amount of visual science descriptions. Ron is on his flight plan.
500 millimeters should be the same as for the 70.
Okay.
And, Jack, I presume you're getting some rover samples here off the rover.
Bag 3-0. Easy.
Copy. 3-0. Easy. And you guys finding much in the way of rocks here?
I'm looking. I get you some instant rock out of a small pit crater, pit bottom crater. Bob, up to branch out 36 is the outcrop on the her motors at the top of the south facade.
Okay.
Bag 3-1 easy, instant rock out of a. 2-meter pit bottom crater off the inner wall.
Copy that.
Let's make it 30 centimeters down from the rim.
Okay. Okay, and 17, we got about 30 seconds left for that.
And 17, we got about 30 seconds left.
Finish up that reading
if you want to start
towards the rover.
Finishing up your task and getting back towards the rover. Okay.
Okay, Bob, and through Francom 57, the north machine been from part of the western portion to part of the eastern portion.
Okay, and what was that frame count? Okay, copy the 57 there.
There's something different. There's a little,
EVA time, 3 hours, 24 minutes.
And guys, we're ready for the gravimeter reading. And we'd like a frame count on you, Jack, I guess, if you took
chunk
it right
of yellow-brown rock that apparently has several spots behind it, probably indicating direction from which it came. Oh, no, what is that? That's a reflection. That really fooled me. Reflection off the Mylar. Crazy. Well, what the heck? I'll sample it anyway. Okay, let me get my antenna set so it's just not quite. Is it through reading? Yeah, through reading. I'll look. Gotta read it better by now, Bob. I got Family Mountain and some of the hills way off to the right of Family Mountain. I'm on 67 on the 500, and I'll give you the reading on the gravimeter.
Okay, copy 67 in Family Mountain.
Did you get the other words on the 500?
Roger. Copy them all.
Well, you were reading at probably a 90-degree low gain angle.
Roger, we've been reading from the limb also.
Is another small fragment. You know what I need? Okay, 670-123-501. 670-123-501.
Okay, copy that, Gino, and we're ready for you guys to go on. They're early as convenience.
You want me to load the LRV sampler?
Go ahead.
Yeah, here you go.
Jack, is that your last LRV sample bag?
I had one left, but it's loaded now.
Okay.
You did get the reading, right, Bob?
Roger, got the reading.
Okay, we're buttoning up.
Okay, and if you got something, if you don't have one left for that sample hole in the wall, Jack, we'd like you to get a new set of sample bags.
We got it.
Okay, got it. And still understand that 32 Echo was your last sample.
32 Echo, got 3 here.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yep. Need some help? Nope. I got the rover. Was that me? Nope. That was interesting. Bob, about the 2 inches below the surface here, you run into that very blue-gray material down there, and it just, it's in little claws, and it breaks apart your hands.
Yeah, that's right.
You get some of that in your rover sample?
Nope, but I got it out of that instant rock crater.
But just grab a quick rover sample, we'll take off.
That's why, that was a pretty interesting episode. Yeah, we haven't been trenching like we should. Or we would have.
You know, really, those trenches, those craters are giving us the same information. That there's light-colored material underneath.
Okay. Okay, 17, we're ready for you guys to move on, and we'd like to eliminate the rover sample hole in the wall.
Okay, Bob, we're getting on now.
Copy that.
We got on a minute ago.
And do I understand that these rover samples, Jack, are in your pockets?
No, they're in the bag on the rover.
Okay.
40 Yankee.
Copy that.
That's light-colored soil from a depth of about, it's mixed with a little of the upper surface, but mostly light-colored soil from a depth of about 15 centimeters.
What would I do for an encore?
It looks like the light mantling here is covered with dark to a depth of about 5 or 10 centimeters.
You might want to go min, Jack, on your diverter.
Right now it's sort of warm.
Okay.
We start driving, you might want to go. I'm going to set myself with a coal. I can do it on here.
Did you take any pictures at all while you're here?
Oh, yeah. I didn't take a pan. Why don't you turn right?
Okay. Okay, Bob, if you read, we're rolling.
Okay, mark that.
Taking a right-hand turn for a pan.
Left.
Let me see, where are we going? I got to again.
Yeah, a little more and that hole would have been in the way.
We left some of our litter. Not a complete pan, but it'll show the location. Okay, LMP three count. 8-0.
Copy that, 8-0.
Okay. Gina, you're heading for a spot that's about 0805.5 approximately.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys following your track home or not?
Do you have an update? No.
Okay. And, Roger, the pole in the wall should be at about 080 and maybe 5.7. And we are not going to stop to get a rover sample at hole in the wall.
Okay. That sounds reasonable because it's just nothing but lots of rolling terrain. Okay, Bob, I think we have a good sample of only partially contaminated light mantle in that last rover sample that Gene accidentally discovered was right under our feet. It's almost certainly the light-colored material that we've been talking about in the walls of the craters. And as a matter of fact, that instant rock sample I took was light-colored and probably represents the same stuff, indurated slightly.
The light-colored mantle has that bluish tint that you saw on those rocks.
Yeah. I still don't think there's anything, we ought to get a core in this light mantle, sometime, and probably Station 3, is going to be the place. I hope that's still in the, agenda.
Roger, it's still in the agenda.
Say, Bob, can you update the mileage on Station 3?
Okay, you want mileage to it or you want the range and bearing at it?
Well, the range and bearing at it.
Okay, stand by.
The hole in the wall is fairly nebulous.
Okay, we're going to say about 089 and 6701 for Station 3.
Okay.
Do you get the feeling
that we're the only ones on your deck? Looking around. 073, 10.3, 6.6.
Copy that.